From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Kelly Loeffler is officially Georgia's newest U.S. Senator. As GPB's Robert Jemison reports, she was just sworn in by the Vice President in Washington, D.C.
Loeffler was escorted into the Senate chambers by Georgia Senator David Perdue. Vice President Mike Pence administered the oath as Loeffler placed her hand on a family Bible. The ceremony marks the official end of the transition from retiring Senator Johnny Isaacson to Kelly Loeffler, who was appointed by Governor Brian Kemp at the end of last year. Most of Loeffler's work in the U.S. Senate will come through her committee assignments. She will serve on Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, and the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions committees. As an appointee, Loeffler will be on the ballot in a special election in November. If she wins, she will serve the remainder of Isaacson's term, which is set to expire in 2022. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jemison in Atlanta.
The man charged with killing a South Georgia teacher who disappeared in 2005 has lost another appeal requesting state funding for expert witnesses. A judge ruled Friday the state doesn't have to pay for Ryan Duke's defense to hire outside investigators. Duke is charged with the murder and the death of Tara Grinstead. Her disappearance was the focus of the podcast Up and Vanished. Law enforcement gave out more than 50,000 citations to motorists last year for violations of Georgia's hands-free driving law. The state legislature passed the measure in 2018. It bans people from using cell phones and other electronic devices while driving. Alan Poole, director of the governor's Office of Highway Safety, says the law has been successful so far.
We are aspiring to zero crashes, fatalities, and it'll take a little time to change the behavior of a driver.
Gwinnett, Chatham, and Fulton counties led the state in citations for illegal use of wireless devices. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.